What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Mean Streets here on our FTN YouTube page. Chris Meany here hanging out with you. Appreciate you guys taking the time to hang out here with me as well. Thursday Night Football Week 9 gets underway tonight. We have the Jets and the Houston Texans. I'm seeing a total around 42.5. The prop shop, the parlay calculator, two tools that are free by now, you guys are well aware. Over at FTN at fantasy.com. I'm seeing the Jets 2.5 point favorites across most books. There's a 2 at Bet365 and DraftKings, and the Texans plus 2.5 on those books, 1.5 actually over at BetMGM. New York Jets checking in there at 1.5 point favorites there. If you want to back the Jets on the money line, -130, best number I'm seeing over at DraftKings. And the Texans at +118 over at Caesars. If you do want to back them, and the total at 42.5, I'm not going to put my hard-earned bucks on the Jets. Like, I don't really suggest that anybody should. This is a team that, I mean, they look awful. I don't really know what else there is to say about the Jets. I mean, I still think their pass defense is solid. I still think the pass defense is pretty good. But the run defense hasn't been great. I do like them tonight, with all that said. Like, in my own spread pool, I'm going to pick the Jets to win the game, the 2.5. And I think that they win the football game. They're 2-6. The Texans are 6-2. And Houston's coming in, you know, shorthanded. Already without Nico Collins, Stephon Diggs is sidelined for the rest of the season. Tank Dell in the slot. You know, John Mechie, Xavier Hutchinson, Robert Woods. Like, it's tough for them to head into New York. And what will be, you know, everything for the Jets tonight, right? The Texans are clearly going to want to win the football game as well and improve to 7-2. But tough spot for them on the short week. Offensive line issues, concerns that I have. And then you just have the Jets at 2-6 with the season on the line. Like, if they don't win tonight, it's all over. And it may be all over anyways. But if they don't win the football game tonight and they fall to 2-7, forget about it. This team's not making the playoffs. And then from a fantasy football perspective, you just have to hope that, one, Rodgers doesn't decide to quit on the season and take a seat on the sidelines in the last few games of the season. You could say the same thing about Devontae Adams. Maybe the hamstring injury pops up if Adams is not feeling all that good. I think the one guy that will continue to play is Garrett Wilson. And Garrett Wilson has looked better with Devontae Adams there. He's seen a bump in yards per route run. He's not getting the top attention of the corner, right? These things, it's like Buffalo. And I get sidetracked here, but when the Bills acquire Amari Cooper, we said this on the SiriusXM show, it's 1-3, Channel 87, FTN Fantasy, that everybody would just go and drop Keon Coleman and Khalil Shakir. And that's exactly what happened. Khalil Shakir is one of the most dropped wide receivers in fantasy football. The second that they got Amari Cooper, Keon Coleman, the same. And now what's happening? Shakir's role hasn't changed. He's in the slot. He's playing like the Cole Beasley role in Buffalo from a few years ago. He's getting all the targets. Not all of them, but he's getting his fair share, and he's catching everything basically that is thrown his way. And I know Cooper's been limited in the first couple of weeks, but he's going to get the attention of the top corner, and that is a lock. That is a guarantee. Now, Keon Coleman continues to ball out. Maybe it's like the top corner doesn't travel Amari Cooper and they'll play the sides and the attention, you know, will go to Keon Coleman as well. But Keon Coleman's had his two best games as a Bill over the last 2 weeks. And again, Amari Cooper limited. Everybody's kind of in their slots and in their spots. And Garrett Wilson's faced some top corners. He's had some poor play at the quarterback position over the past couple of years, this year included with Aaron Rodgers. You got to go back into 2021. The last time Aaron Rodgers had a 300-yard passing game, 2021 is the last time Rodgers has had a 300-yard passing game. That came against the Chicago Bears late in the season. I do believe it was in December. We could call it 2022 if we wanted to. He's not the same quarterback. He's just not the same quarterback, and I'm not shocked. This guy's 40 now, right? He's coming off the ruptured Achilles. I feel some, like when I watch him, some panic throws, doesn't want to really take a hit. He's missing his guys. But Garrett Wilson is not getting the top corner. He's getting some softer coverage, and he is certainly balled out. So for tonight, I don't have a huge card. I'm picking the Jets in my own pool. I got the lean to the Jets to win the game, cover the 2.5, and I got a slight lean to the under as well. the Texans are going to want to run the football with Joe Mixon. He's had back-to-back games with 25 carries. C.J. Stroud hasn't looked all that good since he lost his guy, Nico Collins. In that game against Buffalo, he had 300 yards passing, but in the second half when Nico wasn't there, he didn't look good in that game. And he also didn't look good, I didn't think, against the Packers. The offensive line, there were certainly some issues. I have C.J. Stroud ranked as like quarterback 26. I think if you're a C.J. Stroud owner, there's multiple options for you. Matthew Stafford is one. Jameis Winston is one. Joe Flacco is another guy. There are multiple options that I would rather have than C.J. Stroud, who really just has one ceiling game so far in fantasy this year. It came week four against the Jags, and everybody lights out Jacksonville. They all light up Jacksonville. 345 yards and two touchdowns. Against the Pats, he didn't need to do a whole lot. 192 yards, three touchdowns. Against the Packers, he had 86 yards passing and no touchdowns. And then last week, 285 yards passing and then the one touchdown. So again, he's without Nico. He's without Diggs. We feel better about him. Moving forward, Detroit, Dallas, Jacksonville again. You have Nico Collins back potentially week 11, maybe week 10. I thought I saw week 10, but probably week 11 pretty soon for Nico. So I don't think we'll see a lot of points scored in this game. When you look at the quarterback completion percentage against, Houston is number one, just a 53% quarterback completion percentage against and just 6.1 yards per pass attempt. So they have been, kind of stingy from that standpoint, but they have given up big plays. They're among the leaders in 40 plus receiving yards. So those are big plays down the field. So they are giving it up there. They're among leaders in wide receiver touchdowns allowed and fantasy points to the wide receiver position. But they have been pretty decent in terms of getting pressure on the quarterback. And, the completion percentage and the passing yards per attempt are very telling. Two tools that you could see over at FTNFantasy.com. With all of that said, I am in on the Packers wide receivers because these numbers are just too low. They're just too low today. So we'll lead here with Devontae Adams. Had over 56.5 receiving yards, minus 125 over at BetMGM. I can't tell you with confidence that they'll lean on Breece Hall. We saw a little bit of Braylon Allen last week. I feel like they should lean on Breece Hall. But Rodgers is going to throw the football in this game. And for Devontae Adams, we haven't seen the vintage Adams and Rodgers connection. But he is a guy that does have 15 targets in two games here with the Jets. So only 7 catches and 84 yards. Pretty underwhelming there, 30 and 54. But we have him projected for over 60 in the mid-60s. Devontae Adams, again, those big plays that they have given up, we know that it really only takes a couple of catches for Devontae Adams to get to this 56.5. Is it primetime stuff? Is it a must-win situation? I think all of that does come into play. But again, this is a must-win game for the Jets. They can't F around anymore. They lose this game, it's bye-bye. Their season is completely over. I'm in on Garrett Wilson, too, at over 59.5 receiving yards. Again, just like Adams, a target hog here in the two games with Adams, 9 and 8 targets, 61 yards and 113 yards. He's hit the century mark in 3 of his last 4 games. And again, a couple of those games came without Adams. But with Adams on the field, Wilson has seen his yards per route run jump 1.62 to 2.60. Again, small sample size, but that just plays into the fact that he's not facing the top corner here. So Rodgers over 56.5, Wilson over 59.5. I'm staying away from their catches. I did actually give a catch prop over at FTN Fantasy on Devontae Adams. It was slightly juiced. Actually, I think significantly juiced, but it was 4.5. And I do expect him to get 5 grabs. We have both of these guys who are over 5 catches. I think Adams at 5.4 and Wilson at like 5.6 in the projections. To give you some live numbers here on Devontae Adams. Devontae Adams is moving up like 57.5 now. Some books have 59.5. So I jump on this. I take anything as high as 61, 62.5. His catch prop now, the 4.5 is gone. So I bet that earlier at like minus 154. Now it's 5.5 plus money across the board and stay away from that one. But I do like the yardage at over 56.5 and for Garrett Wilson at 59.5. These are numbers earlier from the show and from the tracker. I'd love to be able to do this show a little bit earlier for you. Dangle Betselli live. You're looking for some hockey stuff. It's on our YouTube page as well. And I know I wasn't around last Thursday and I wish I was because we actually had a really good betting day. I think we went 5 for 6 in that. Actually, it was Monday. Sorry, I wasn't around Monday for the Steelers and the Giants. And I wish I was. I think I went 5 for 6. But some personal news. The fiance is pregnant. So I am I'm bouncing around to some meetings, that doctor appointments that I think I should be at. I think probably a little bit more important than the Steelers and the Giants, but I do appreciate you guys, you know, taking the time to hang out with me and watch these episodes and smashing the like button. And I just hope that I can provide some winners and extra cash in your guys' pocket. So there is a little bit of a difference here. The Prop Shop is a free tool over at FTM Fantasy. FanDuel is hanging this number. Over 59.5 receiving yards at -110, where Caesars is hanging 63.5. DK and BetMGM, as well as Bet365, 62.5. So all around -110. Why not get the 3-4 yard difference over at FanDuel? And for Garrett Wilson, all of his catch prop numbers are at 5.5 as well, plus money. I'd stay away from the catches. I like the yardage, just given the fact that they have given up some big plays to wide receivers, the Texans. And I do think we will see Breece Hall live in the 16 to 18 type range in terms of carries. I think his rushing attempt props at 16.5. I just can't mess around with it. Going Adams, going Wilson, because it's hard to trust this coaching staff. On the other side, Joe Mixon, over 22.5 receiving yards for Joe Mixon. He's been awesome this season when he's healthy. 25 carries in back-to-back games. 13 for 102 yards in his first game back after missing a couple with an injury. That was a week 3 blowout, or week 6 blowout, I think, against New England. I'm certain that it was a blowout against the Pats. He didn't do a whole lot, but he still scored a couple touchdowns, and he had 100 yards there. He's had 100 yards in 3 straight games and 4 of his 5 games this season. He has 6 total touchdowns in 5 games, and he's also been a player through the air. 32 receiving yards, 30 receiving yards, and 25 receiving yards in 3 of his last 4 games. Again, no Nico, no Diggs. You got those tough corners, right? So I wouldn't mess around with John Mechie, Xavier Hutchinson, or Robert Woods. I'm kind of interested in Mechie because I think he's the most complete player of the three. Robert Woods is the veteran, so we may look at the end of the day that he's the leader in terms of snaps or maybe routes run, right there with Tank Dell. But Tank Dell should be in the slot. So it just means, like, in the slot, he'll probably avoid Sauce and Reed, unless he's really balling out and maybe they do some things defensively to fix that up a little bit. But that also means, like, tough go for Woods, Hutchinson, and Mechie, because Reed and Sauce are still two good corners. Like, the Jets secondary has still been good this season. They have just, you know, they're top 10 in yards per reception. This is a team that has allowed the fourth fewest yards per game, the second fewest passing yards per game, the third lowest quarterback completion percentage against, you know, bottom 5 in terms of fantasy points per game to quarterbacks. So it's not a good matchup for CJ Stroud or any of these weapons. They've allowed the third fewest fantasy points per game to the wide receiver position. So I think we could see a couple checkdowns. We could see a couple catches out of the backfield for Joe Mixon. This is something he does very well. His rushing attempt props at 20, his rushing yard numbers at 81. Like, the track record, given the Jets' rush defense, which is the worst part of their defense, and the fact that Mixon's probably going to touch the ball over 20 times on the ground, you feel like he will top the 81 rushing yards. We have him for around 84 in our projections. I thought I would come in here with the over 81. I think I would lean with the over that, just given the volume. Like, Vegas is expecting 20 carries. I'm expecting 20 carries. You feel like all that volume that he flirts with that number, he busts one or two. You know, maybe they can get some sort of play action and keep the defense honest, and then maybe it opens up a hole and Joe Mixon has like a 20 to 25 yard run, and then he certainly would get there. But I'm going to take the receiving yards, just given what I talked about with the secondary and the lack of weapons there in Houston. I like the under 221.5 passing yards for CJ Stroud. Again, good defense, offensive line concerns, 86 passing yards against the Packers, 192 against the Pats. And again, that game was a blowout. Even earlier in the year, 215 against the Vikings, a game that he struggled against Brian Flores and company. He did have the big games against the Jags and the Bills. Everybody has big games against the Jags. So I don't come in here too often with unders, but I think this play here, given where I have CJ Stroud in my rankings at quarterback 26, 27, under 221.5 receiving yards. And then with all of that said, I do like Tank Dell here for 5 grabs. He had 4 grabs last week. I think the fact that he's in the slot and he avoids Sauce and he avoids Reed is good for him. So over 4.5 catches, -118, over at BetMGM. So Adams over yards, Wilson over yards, Mixon over receiving yards. Do have a lean to the over rushing yards. If you wanted to go over rushing and receiving combined, it's a high number. I think it's at like 109. And the best number I'm seeing is at Bet Rivers. But me personally, this is my card and what I'm betting. If you wanted more action, I would lean with Mixon over rushing yards. And then CJ Stroud over 200, under 221 passing yards. Tank Dell over 4.5 catches. And this is what I have for touchdowns. The first two are chalky. We do this every time there's an island game. These running backs are just chalky. I think we gave Raheem Mostert at like plus 165. And it was last week. I missed the show on Friday, but we had that in the bet tracker. We're up 33 units in props. So it's been pretty solid. We've done a decent job calling some of these touchdowns. It's just, I get it. Like, you know, these numbers are not very good for Mixon minus 125, for Breece Hall minus 115. But I think Mixon is my favorite touchdown prop. It's, of course, the odds aren't great, but if there's a guy that's going to score tonight, you know, mixing with just all of that volume. But I do think Davante Adams scores a touchdown tonight, plus 160. I think that number is over at FanDuel. My long shot would be Dalton Schultz. Of course, like longer shots would be like Jets defense, maybe Texans defense, maybe a John Mechie touchdown, maybe a Ty Conklin touchdown. But this is the four that I'm going with. I think that we will see vintage Adams and Rodgers today. I think that it's just necessary. Because the season will be lost. If they lose today, they will be 2-7 and their season will be over. And then if you're an Adams owner, you know, you're concerned with just like the volume and usage he's going to get the rest of the way. And who's the quarterback going to be? You hope it doesn't come to that. Lean to the Jets and the under as well. Appreciate you guys taking the time to hang out. We will be back Friday. Again, I've missed a couple shows with some personal stuff happening in my life, but we'll be back on Friday. So keep her locked here. Subscribe to the FTN YouTube page to share some of the picks and some of the props. But if you do have Sirius, we're rolling over there from 1 to 3 Monday to Friday over at SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio Channel 87, the FTN show. FTN show will save you a little bit of cash on any packages that you want over at ftnfantasy.com. Enjoy the football game tonight. Hopefully the winners are yours and we earn a little bit of cash in the pocket so we can double down on Friday. Appreciate you guys. Have a good one. Cheers.